Coffee Break Spanish, Season 4, Episode 14. Buenos días a todos.
Hola, Mar, ¿qué tal estás?
Muy bien, ¿y tú, Carmen?
Muy bien, deseando de irme de vacaciones.
Sí, muy, muy pronto, ¿no?
El próximo viernes.
Perfecto, ¿y a dónde vas?
Bueno, voy a hacer una ruta por el norte de España.
Muy bien, cuéntanos un poco.
Se casa una amiga mía en Pamplona.
Muy bien.
¿Has estado alguna vez en Pamplona?
No lo creo.
¿No?
No.
Bueno, Pamplona es una ciudad famosa porque las fiestas principales son las de San Fermín.
Sí, claro, con los toros, ¿no?
Sí, efectivamente. La gente corre delante del toro. Bueno, de los toros. Y vamos a Pamplona a la boda.
Muy bien. ¿Y entonces una ruta entera?
Una ruta, bueno, primero vamos a ir a Pamplona, después a Bilbao.
Muy bien.
Después a San Sebastián y después me voy con mis padres a Asturias.
Muy bien, pues una ruta vasca y luego asturiana, ¿no?
Sí.
Perfecto, pues muchas gracias por contarnos esto. Pues estamos aquí otra vez con otro episodio de Coffee Break Spanish para vosotros con la historia de María, Alejandro y Rory. Pero hoy tenemos algo un poco distinto, ¿no?
Los abuelos.
Los abuelos,
toman
sí.
parte.
We have been, of course, following the story, which involves María and Rory, her boyfriend, as they spend time in Mallorca over the summer. And as you remember, Alejandro, Rory's friend, has planned to come and stay with them in Consuelo's hotel. That's Consuelo, who is Maria's aunt. It's all a little bit complicated if you've not followed the previous 13 episodes. What happened last time was, as you remember, Rory and Maria discovered una caja de cartas.
Muy bien.
De cartas de amor.
Un misterio tenemos aquí para descubrir hoy.
So these love letters are what we're going to be looking at over the next 4 weeks, and they will help us develop further parts of the story. Entonces, vamos a leer o
escuchar
la primera carta de Jesús, que es el abuelo de María.
Muy bien, pues vamos a ver.
De abril de 1949. Querida Carmencita, ¿cómo estás? Espero que mis palabras te encuentren con buena salud y alegría. Yo estoy mejor, ya recuperado del todo del catarro que cogí hace un mes. ¿Cómo está tu familia? Mis padres andan un poco flojos de salud, así que me encargo yo de ir a la lonja a vender lo que pescamos. Cada día, mi padre y yo salimos con la barca a las 4 de la mañana, antes de que amanezca. Desayunamos un pedazo de pan y un vaso de vino para entrar en calor y realizamos inmersiones a pulmón cerca de la cala en Basset, por la zona de St. Elm. Mi padre últimamente no se siente con fuerzas de descender, así que estoy trabajando el doble para que podamos comer pescadito fresco. Menos mal que mi madre es muy buena modista y tiene muchas clientas que le hacen encargos. Entre lo que le pagan por los vestidos y el pescado que vendemos en la lonja a mi padre y yo, nos apañamos para vivir. Sin lujos, pero con todo lo que necesitamos. Ojalá fuera un señorito adinerado para poderte colmar de regalos, Carmen. Pero ya sabes que de momento es muy difícil vivir bien. Soy pobre, pero tengo buen cuerpo para trabajar y un corazón muy grande. ¿Cuándo te veré? Recuerdo todos los días nuestro último encuentro en el baile de la fiesta mayor de tu pueblo, Campicafort. Te imagino bailando con tus hermanas y esa blusa de color blanco con botones dorados. Estabas tan bonita. Yo te observaba desde la otra punta de la plaza, sintiéndome el hombre más afortunado de la isla. Tengo tantas ganas de celebrar nuestro compromiso y de empezar nuestra vida juntos. ¡Qué suerte la mía! Sé que tu familia es mucho más rica que la mía. Sé que tenéis campos y que la posada del pueblo es vuestra. Pero yo, tozudo, continúo ahorrando poquito a poquito para invitarte a las películas. ¿Te apetecería ir? Espero con ansia tu respuesta. Tu prometido, Jesús.
Qué bien, ¿no? ¿Cómo empezamos con esta primera carta, Mark?
Una carta muy romántica, ¿no?
Sí, sí, desde luego.
Pues como siempre lo que vamos a hacer es escuchar un poco una explicación del texto en inglés. So in this episode, as you know, we are reading the first of the love letters shared between Maria's grandparents when they first met each other. Jesus, Maria's grandfather, begins by saying that he hopes his letter finds Carmen in good health, Carmen being Maria's grandmother. He's feeling better as he has recovered from the cold he had a month ago. He asks how Carmen's family is and explains that his own parents are a bit weak, so he's going daily to the market to sell the fish that they catch.
Me encargo yo de ir a la lonja a vender lo que pescamos.
He goes on to explain that each day he and his father go out in the boat at 4 a.m. before dawn. They eat a piece of bread and have a glass of wine to warm up, and they dive in Caline Basset near Saint-Elme. His father isn't feeling strong enough to dive at the moment, so it turns out that Jesus is doing double the work, just so that they can make a living. He tells Carmen that fortunately his mother is a good dressmaker and she gets lots of work, so between the prices the customers pay for the dresses and the fish that he and his father sell in the market, they get by.
Entre lo que pagan por los vestidos y el pescado que vendemos en la lonja, mi padre y yo nos apañamos para vivir.
Jesus wishes he were a wealthy young man so that he could shower Carmen with gifts. But for the time being, it's difficult to live well. He may be poor, but he has a strong body to work and a very big heart. He asks Carmen when he'll see her. He remembers every day their last meeting at the village festival. He can still see her dancing with her sisters, wearing a white blouse with golden buttons. He tells her that she was so pretty as he watched her from the other side of the square, feeling like the luckiest man on the island. He is very much looking forward to celebrating their engagement and to starting their life together. So we're finding out some crucial parts of the story here. They have just become engaged. And he knows that Carmen's family is much richer than his own, that they have land and that they own the inn in the village. But he is stubborn enough to continue saving gradually in order to ask her out to the cinema.
¿Te apetecería ir? Espero con ansia tu respuesta.
With this invitation, he ends his letter.
Me encanta, Mark.
Te encanta.
Me recuerda mucho a mis abuelos.
Sí.
No es que estuviera yo allí para verlo, pero recuerdo que mi abuela también me contaba historias de amor.
Es verdad que es de una época distinta.
Exacto.
Completamente distinta.
¿En qué año estamos en estas cartas?
Como ha dicho Jesús al principio de la carta, estamos en 1949.
Claro.
Entonces, poco después de la guerra. Uh-huh. Y entonces es una época distinta, desde luego. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. As you know, this is a preview episode of the Coffee Break Spanish Season 4 course, but you can access the full course over at the Coffee Break Academy. This gives you access to the extended version of our lessons in which we discuss the full text, and we provide a transcript and bonus audio materials to help you practice what you've learned with translation challenges and further assistance. To find out more about how you can benefit from this course, head over to coffeebreakacademy.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Just before we go on to talk about the episode in greater detail, can we look at that phrase, te apetecería ir? Te apetecería ir.
Me encantaría ir al cine, Mar, contigo.
So that's a nice way of asking someone if you fancy doing something. Do you feel like doing something? Using the verb apetecer.
Mm-hmm.
Apetecer, we've seen before. We've talked about it before. But just here we've got it in the conditional tense, which is a little different. Can you give us this again? Let's hear it.
¿Te apetecería ir?
So this, in this case, ¿te apetecería ir al cine? Do you, or
would you like to go?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so would you feel like doing something? Would you like to do something? Do you fancy, in its present tense form, ¿te apetece?
Mm-hmm.
¿Te apetece ir al cine? ¿Te apetece venir conmigo a
cenar?
No sé, a cenar. Mm-hmm. So, ¿te apetece? But here, ¿te apetecería? It's quite tricky to say for a non-native speaker.
¿Te apetecería?
A lot of apetecería. Apetecería. I've got to think out how that's spelled.
You just need to practice more, Mark. Yeah, that's what we need.
I need to ask people to go to the
exactly.
cinema. Exactly. Muy bien. Is there another way of saying that? Using, again, something a little different from quieres or quisieras or...
¿Te gustaría?
¿Te gustaría, claro?
¿Te gustaría ir al cine conmigo? Uh-huh. Y te voy a decir otra un poquito más complicada. Uh-huh. ¿Qué te parece si vamos al cine?
Ok, ¿qué te parece si vamos al cine? What does it seem to you if we go to the cinema?
Exacto, muy bien.
¿Qué te parece si vamos al cine?
Uh-huh.
Now, can I take that a little stage further?
Sí, claro, por supuesto.
Can I ask you, could we say, ¿qué te parecería si fuéramos?
Perfecto, Mark, muy buena esa.
So there we're using a conditional, ¿qué te parecería? Si fuéramos al cine, how would it seem to you if we were to go to the cinema? And it's almost a stage back from directness when we're asking, how would it seem if we were to go to the cinema? It's maybe a way to ask a question if you're less confident of getting a yes.
Pero estoy segura de que Jesús tuvo
claro.
un sí definitivo.
sí, claro. Pues muy bien. Obviously, we are going to be going on to discuss all the text in great detail now for our members in the extended version. But for now, we are going to leave our preview version of this show. We hope that you've enjoyed it. We hope that you've enjoyed listening to this slightly new area of the story. And we will be back again very soon with the next installment when we'll hear Carmen's response to Jesus' letter. Now, don't forget that you can head over to coffeebreakspanishseason4.com to find out how you can get access to all our members' materials, including the full extended version of this text, the transcript, and indeed our bonus listening exercises, which will help you test the language, the phrases, the challenges that we've given you in this episode. Find out all you need to know at coffeebreakspanishseason4.com. Pues ya está por hoy.
Muy bien, muchas gracias, Mark.
Muchas gracias a ti y muchas gracias a todos. Hasta la próxima.
Adiós.
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks. You're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit a million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.